Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack. Now we are now a mere 5 days away from the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 5 days away from the NFL draft, which means it's time for the Ray Dinger NFL draft preview. Ray, can I actually start it by asking you a question to set it up?
Go right ahead.
All right. So I've been reading all the draft stuff, and I would love to see the Eagles focus on defense. And two guys who I respect both kind of wrote the same thing in the last week. Daniel Jeremiah, who I believe you respect, Zach Berman of The Athletic, who's good.
Mm-hmm.
But both more or less said, if everything falls perfectly for the Eagles, if it all falls the Eagles' way, the dream pick would be Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame safety.
Mm-hmm.
To which I thought, oh.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Possible? Are they dreaming Zach Berman driving over to New Jersey for the marijuana dispensary?
No.
He may live in Jersey. I don't know.
No, it is possible. It is possible. I wouldn't say that it's likely, but possible. And this ties in very nicely with the position I was going to talk about today, because today I was going to talk about safeties. I mean, last week we talked cornerbacks, so this week I was going to talk about safeties, and then the Kyle Hamilton conversation begins. For the folks who don't know who Kyle Hamilton is, he's a safety from Notre Dame, and he's 6 feet four, and he's 220 pounds, which is unusually big for a safety, but has really terrific skills. I mean, a really, really unique kind of unicorn player back there. You just don't see safeties who have his kind of size and his kind of range and his kind of instinct. But he's got the full package right now. And there are a lot of people, I would say at the end of the college football season, that were projecting Kyle Hamilton as a top three pick. I mean, they were putting him in, and he was going to go not just in the first round, but in the top three or four. But as often happens, you know, you get into your testing and the guys get out their stopwatches, and then all of a sudden, oh, geez, I thought he was going to run a 4.45. Now he's running a 4.6. Uh-oh. And then the word starts getting out and the guy starts to drop, and he drops a little bit, then he drops a little bit more, and he drops a little bit more. And now who knows how it's going to play out next week? But based on some conversations that I have had with some people who are in the personnel business, they think it's entirely possible that Kyle Hamilton will fall out of the top 10, which would put him in 11, 12, which would put him within reach of the Eagles. Now, I don't think you can sit there at 15 and expect him to fall into your lap, but if he falls out of the top 10, Howie Roseman would be in a position where he could package their number one and maybe one of their two third-round picks and move up four spots and have a shot at picking a guy who is, number one, clearly the best safety in this draft. There's not even any question about that. And a guy that not all that long ago was being talked about as a top-three pick overall. Yes, in answer to your question, the Jeremiah-Zach Berman scenario is possible.
And, Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, safety not currently a strength of this franchise.
No. No, at the moment, by my reckoning, right now they have one. You know, they've got Anthony Harris, who's the guy they signed last year.
It's not great.
Who, you know, came in last year and was frankly underwhelming. You know, he wasn't terrible, but he certainly wasn't a difference-making player. They've let Rodney McLeod go. You know, and they've got a couple of other guys that are just kind of there, but they aren't guys that you want to go into the season and feel good about. So if you have a chance to make a trade up for a couple of spots and get a Kyle Hamilton, boy, I think that would be pretty shrewd, and I also think it could very well happen.
Nice. All right, short of that, other safeties to look at.
Okay, other safeties to look at. My top five. My number two guy is Louis Cine. you're gonna roll your eyes when I tell you this. He plays at the University of Georgia. I mean, how many Georgia?
There you go.
How many Georgia guys have I talked about? All on defense, by the way. But he was the best safety on the Georgia team. He was actually the leading tackler on the Georgia team. 6'1", 200 pounds, ran a 4.49, can really move it. Good, solid tackler. And probably the most physical of all the safeties in this draft. If you're looking at a guy that's going to come up and really stick a guy with the football, a guy that's going to discourage receivers from coming over the middle, Louis Cine is your guy. The next guy is a Penn Stater, and it's Jaquan Brisker, who 6'1", 205, ran a 4.5. Another solid player, very good at getting off blocks, very good form wrap up, take him to the ground tackler. I think he's more of a zone player than opposed than say a one-on-one man-to-man player. I think he has some limitations in coverage, so this would fall into the lap of your defensive coordinator. That if you want to play a lot of zone and you want to play your safeties in the box and not give them a whole lot of man-to-man coverage responsibilities, I think Jaquan Brisker would be a good fit for you. Jalen Petrie is my number 4 from Baylor. A guy is 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, very fast, 4.4. He's more of a ball hawk, take the ball away kind of guy. If you're looking for a guy who's just a good, solid tackler, sort of an in-the-box safety, Brisker is probably be more your taste. If you're looking for a guy who's going to play center field and get you some interceptions and get you some takeaways, Jalen Petrie is probably that guy. Mm-hmm. And my number 5 guy is, and another really good player, is Dexton Hill. Same sort of size, 6 feet, 190 pounds, also 4.4 speed. Probably the best pure cover guy. He went to the University of Michigan. If you're looking, and again, this comes down to how you want to use your safeties. If you want to look for a safety who is scheme versatile, in other words, a guy that can play deep, a guy who can play in the box, but can also, if a team goes to a spread formation, move up and play man-for-man on, say, a slot receiver, Daxton Hill has that kind of one-on-one cover ability. He could actually probably be, he actually be a play a little corner if you needed him. He could play in the slot if you needed him. He also can blitz off the edge. He's got some versatility to him, but more of a cover guy than a hitter. But clearly, I mean, clearly, the class of this group is Kyle Hamilton from Notre Dame.
Nice. Like it. We will do more tomorrow. I would love to see the Eagles get one of those guys. All right, let's go to Andy, who's been hanging. He's got a draft question. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Good talking to you guys. Hey, Ray, we talked about a couple weeks ago. We talked about, in a perfect world, the 3 picks. We definitely would use them on defense. Now, we're down to the 2. And we agree that safety, edge rusher, and linebacker would be our priority. Mm-hmm. Now, my question to you is, and I'm going to hang out, I'm going to try to be as fast as I can to see your opinion on this. Would there be any chance, besides Kyle Hamilton, which, hey, remember Don Burrows? Remember the Blade, Ray? 6'4"?
Oh, sure.
I would have a 6'4" safety, man. Dude, I would love to have him, but I don't know. According to other sources, they said they might trade up to get Jordan Davis. Now, we talked about him, and we said, without a doubt, would we grab him as an interior lineman because he has so many facets again with him. He can rush the passer. He can shut the run down. Now, Travis Jones, he's a run stuffer. We talked about him. Now, his stock has moved up a little bit with Devontae Wyatt. But my question to you is, would you do the Jordan Davis, and would you try to get, for the second round, Devin Lloyd? Because I would hate to see Devin Lloyd go to the Cowboys and pair up with Parsons. That would be pretty tragic right there. Would you do the Jordan Davis and Devin Lloyd, or would you do the Jordan Davis and the Kobe Dean, if that's what the situation would have in hand?
All right, well, you're thinking you've really locked in on 2 positions there. You've locked in on defensive tackle and linebacker. I really like Jordan Davis. I don't know. There's a real there are very different opinions on Jordan Davis.
Yeah, did you see, what's his name, Cosell, Greg Cosell?
No.
Said he was on with our pal Ross Tucker and said he doesn't move people.
Well, yeah, but nobody moves him either.
I'm merely quoting the guy, Ray.
He would not be, that doesn't surprise me. Jordan Davis would not be a Greg Cosell kind of player. I think that, and I've heard that from, and it's not just Greg, I mean, I've heard it from some other people too, is that a lot of people question the value of drafting defensive tackles. Because everybody's thinking in terms of pass rush, and they don't think that you're going to get pass rush from interior linemen. That's why everybody wants to load up on the edge guys. And look, you've got a lot of good edge guys in this draft. I understand that. But I think people kind of look at Jordan Davis and characterize him as Haloti Ngata. And he's a lot more athletic and a lot quicker off the ball than Ngata is, which I think, to me, translates into interior pass rush. Is he going to be Aaron Donald? No, I don't think he's going to be that. But for the people who suggest that, well, you're not going to get any pass rush from him, and that he's a guy that every time you go to your nickel coverage, he's going to have to come off the field, I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a good enough athlete, and if you watched enough film of him, I mean, my goodness, how many 350-pound guys do you see running sideline to sideline making tackles?
Yeah, I'm good with him.
I mean, he can do all that stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, there are some people that are very, very high on him. I'm kind of in that camp. And then there are other people that just say, oh, he's just another big guy. And I honestly don't know where the Eagles fall in this. But to me, if you put him on the Eagles' defensive line in a rotation with Hargrave and Cox, I think that you're a team that's going to be pretty formidable on the defensive line.
Works for me. All right.